Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we'll play Just to Know Him
by Charles Jenkins in Fellowship Chicago, and I Love God, okay, featuring Eric Campbell and Big Shiz.
Why? I don't know why I can't write you, but the victory. Tonight, we're going to look at 15 ways to spend time with God. First, we're going to look at Matthew 6:33. You want to start off with the Word of God? And it says, Hello?
Go ahead.
In the Word of God, what God has, Holy Spirit. In the first, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, and everything else should be added. So it's saying put God first. There are varieties of ways to connect with God on a daily basis to grow your faith and to empower your spiritual walk. 15 ways to spend time with God in imperative is immediately and it is essential. Whether you don't have much time and need so much quick-to-go ideas, or if you have a lot of time and are ready to dive deeper in the relationship with Christ Jesus. These tips can help you get started. Developing a personal relationship with God takes practice, intention, and grace. When a busy schedule or life-changing threats or derail your time with God, one important thing, remember the quality of time is more important than the quantity of time. Whether you have 5 minutes prior to spending time with God, wherever you can. Now, I want you to understand why it is essential. It is to bring you into spiritual growth and to grow you and knowing the things of God, spending time with God, either in prayer, prayer through the Word of God, each and every day. And then personal time with God is important to believers for growing in knowledge of Him and experiencing with Him. Here are just a few Bible verses. Why spend time with God is a matter for believers. Okay? Jesus modernized and prioritized time with God. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. That's Mark 1:35. And why he spent time? To have devotion. Devotion and spend time with so God can direct, guide, and lead him. And to allow him to know he had a loving father. Okay? 2, spending time with God blesses you. Jesus replied, but even more blessed are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice. 28. Verse 3, you grow in your faith. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is from hearing through the word of God about Christ. And that's Romans 10:17. Let's see how to get started and spend time with God. You need to, you know, going to the gym is good for you, but you still never make it. You know, on date night, we make a better spouse, but it is struggling to schedule it. You know you should budget, but you rarely actually write it down. Like any relationship in life, you need to make time with God is prioritized, and it's a priority. This doesn't mean you have to spend time with God first thing in the morning. Wait a minute, hold on. This is wrong. You must spend time first thing in the morning. When you get up, you thank God. Now, I'm reading from this way. A person said this how they does it. But with me, I get up and thank God when I go to the restroom or when I first wake up and hit the floor. I thank you, Lord, because it is God that have woke me up. It is not man. And he tells us it's a chain of command. When you are in a relationship, you love God. If you have a husband or a boyfriend or a fiance, if they're in this right beside you, what you do? You turn to them and say, good morning. But with me, I say, good morning, God, because it's just me and God. Amen? That is in a relationship. A relationship is learning to talk and communicate. And so you don't see God, but you can sit there and pray. Oh, I know my phone finna start. Prioritizing. Hold on, Pastor. Praise the Lord. I can't talk right now. I'm on live air, and I'll call you back. I'm on the radio. Praying in the morning. That's why God says seek first. That's in a relationship and to want to sit. And God empowers you, strengthens you. Just like I was feeling weak, and I had to go to God. I have to sit in the presence of God because in Psalm 16:11, it said, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. So a lot of things in this world bombards me. So I have to go sit with God. I need fresh anointing. I need that joy. And how do I get it? Just like Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You got to sit where everything comes. It's not getting joy of the things of this world, but having a relationship with an almighty God. Amen? To get wisdom and knowledge, he will direct and guide you. Because if many people jump up and go, and not praying. God wants you to pray. A lot of people say, I forgot to pray. You got to learn to put your armor on. If you put your armor on and just walk outside, you'll know what's going on. God always has from prayer line to the almighty God. You have a open line open. If you ever paid attention, you spend more time, I said, a person said, well, I like to spend time with my friends, but don't you know you have an almighty God, a heavenly Father that sits on his throne? He wants you to communicate with him. And then when you're going through things, you can't call on God because you didn't put him secondary. God wants to be first. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let me send this. Okay. All right. I hate when the phone rings and I was, like in a relationship in life, you need to make your time with God as a priority. This doesn't mean you have to spend time first thing in the morning. but simply that is we set aside time day by day to grow in a Christian life. You got to understand he was going to be first. You don't know what how you feeling. God, I feel this way. I need to. And you don't have to make all those big prayers. Talk to him just like he's sitting right there. Just like you have friends and talk to. And he's just the same way. You don't have an old Father, all that. No. Lord, I need you. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for grace, mercy, and truth. Thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. It's Psalm 18. Father, how are you doing today? Sometimes I ask God how he doing. So, and tell him I love you because he loves you. He has an everlasting love for you. This is absolutely hard to do in a certain season of life. Definitely when my kids were newborn toddlers and I was barely sleeping. It was hard. But God will honor and bless you in any effort to draw close to him. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Making it a river. Begin to have your time with God at the same time every day, whether this isn't in the morning or right before you go to bed or getting out of bed or doing through the day. Much like any other new habit, spend time with God can become a life-giving rhythm that is a second native nature to like brushing your teeth. You know, you get up in the morning, you got to brush your teeth. So in the morning time, talk to God. You got to brush, thank you, God. You know? All right. Allowing it to be imperfect. Here's the thing. If you ever expect that perfect quiet time, every time you are probing, probably be disappointment or feeling guilty that you're doing something wrong. There are a thousand different ways to spend time with God. Allow your time with God to be created. It could be messy, and it could be imperfect, because that's between you and him. He knows you before you even open your mouth. He knows it before you get up. Because I had to talk to God, please forgive me. Fail again. I need your help. I'm going through this, and I said things, I acted, and it wasn't in the character of God. So it's a whole bunch of things. God, I please forgive me. I didn't read this morning. But Father God, you got to help me get in line. Show me what I need to do. And it's plain and simple how you can talk to God. It's just like talking, just because you don't see him. Just like if you got a friend every day you talk to, make time to talk to God before you talk to that friend. Amen? Allow time with God to be created, messy and imperfection. Allow it to be when your children are allowed to be short. Raise your expectation of how God may speak to you, and you begin to hear and see him move in a fresh way all day long. For more than how I personally spend time and how four of my friends spent their time with God. So we had people to come and sit, and we just talked that everybody has a different relationship with God, okay? There's all times, oh, my God, I need. Sometimes, like I said, Lord, I need you to hold me. I need to get closer to you. It is not all the time I'm talking about material. God knows your needs before you ask, and he will take care of you, but he wants you to have a relationship. John 15:1, he said, abide in me and I in you, and we are one. It's like Jesus talked, and he said, it's all about a relationship. Jesus had a divine relationship with his heavenly Father. Amen? So each and every day, you got to spend quality time. All right, we got a second part. Pastor, play a song, and then we're going to look at, how Jesus spent time. And that is going right. to be.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play a song. It's a song called Pressure by Jonathan McReynolds.
Okay.
I can't even turn on the phone without being reminded of the lie that I am alone and broken, unsuccessful. And I can't always talk to my friends, cause they've got expectations that I may or may not. not be living up to. I really need to rid myself of the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone else that the world has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only see you. Let me decrease in glory by you. Help me, God, help me. I thought my intentions were good, act like a Christian should, and hope that someone watching would approve and be inspired. But you're not feeling my show, and how far could I go before all of my accomplishments go down in fire just because of the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone that the church has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only see you. Let me decrease in glory by you.
Well, we're waiting
for Pastor Wanda. I'll take a call here. 856.
Hello.
Pastor Ken, you don't know who I am. Come on, you should know
my
number.
I know who you are.
Roy Jackson from the Bronx, man. You don't know my number by now? are, man.
I know who you are.
You don't know my number, apparently.
Oh, well, it's been a while since you've been on.
Well, you know what? I'm coming on your show, and I'm just promoting your show tonight. The Hustle Harlem show was on earlier tonight, and I promoted your show. And, yes, I am back co-hosting Pastor Kent's show for the past couple episodes after a three-month absence, and I'll tell you why I did it. Everybody's asking me why. I got a lot of emails in my my parish today. I'm going to tell you why. Pastor Kent's having some issues, and he asked me to come back, and I told him I would.
I was on a show today.
Well, I was there for the first, 30 minutes, and then I had to hang up because it's my wife's and my anniversary. We went out to our wedding anniversary. We went out to dinner tonight. I had a pre-scheduled engagement before I knew I was coming back on the show, so he knew that. So I was
well,
only on for the first 30 minutes.
Your wife.
Well, thank you. We went out to dinner tonight, and she's up sleeping now, and I'm having a couple of beers and a shot of, what is that? I guess that's a shot of a little bit of gin and some Bush beer, and I'm sitting here enjoying my night, my brother, and thank you for inviting me on your show.
I'm glad you came. We got Pastor Wanda here with us. She's doing her message, and so Pastor Wanda, go ahead and do your message.
And congratulations to your anniversary. All right, let's get finished. All right.
Thank you, Pastor Wanda. Pastor Wanda, I missed you. I want you to know it's good
to talk to you after
all these months. I miss you
too. All right, sweet. Let me get finished. And we'll talk in a minute. Three reasons why to spend time reading the words, and it helps you. As a disciple of Christ, there's keys of spiritual discipline that proves to benefit our life. It's fun. Study the word of God with so much vibrance for our, it is incredibly important to make and spend time in his word a part so that we can have and know the truth of who he is and what he says. So here is three reasons. First, the word of God encourages us. Proverbs 13:5 says, every word of God is pure. It is a shield to those who take refuge. Oftentimes when we are struggling, discouraged, or stressed, we seek comfort, reassurance, and hope when we take time to read our Bible, right, just as we remind ourselves of who God is. The love he has for us and the joy only comes he can provide. He encouraged and embroiled us with faith every moment we spend time in his presence. But when you turn to the Lord, no matter the circumstance, he is waiting there with open arms for you. Two, God's words challenge us. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of age. And that's Matthew 28:19-20. As a disciple, we are called to be obedient, carrying out the commands of God. We are to be learners, fruit bearers, and doers of the word. Throughout the daily Bible, reading, and the work of the Holy Spirit, we become aware of God's will for our life and the call he desires for us to step up and into, all for his glory. Three. God's word edifies us. All scripture is inspired by God, and it is proper for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be able, complete, equipped for every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Excuse me. Job 5:17. Behold, how happy is the man whom God reproves. So do not despise the discipline, the Almighty. As a sinner saved by grace, we all have a need for edification. We must grow in the spirit, in character, and in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we have been given the best teacher who provides the living example for us. It is through the reading of the scripture we gain a better understanding of who Jesus is in his life on this earth. As his faithful followers of Jesus Christ, it is by his example we should live. Therefore, we should have no need to fear or grumble when he is correcting us. Rather, we can rejoice that God of the creation loves us that much. He wants to make us a better version of ourselves for his glory. This is the ultimate result of edification process to make him known. And that is your Bible study for tonight. In Jesus' name, if you receive the word of God and would like to receive salvation, Pastor will be calling the altar call, but please spend time with God. He is the creator and life giver. He sent his only begotten son so we could have salvation, healing, deliverance, restoration, and resurrection. He have justified, called us in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. All right. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too
Lord
long,
Jesus,
I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you holy favored. And if you said that prayer, we want you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key, and I will bring you on there, and you can tell us if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right.
Praise the Lord. Let me say this to my sister. My sister out there, Pastor Wanda. Look, man, it's been a long time since you and I talked, my sister. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great out here. We're just coming off of a really bad heat wave here in New York City in the last 10 days. It's been almost 90 degrees out here in September, which normally doesn't happen. But you know what? I praise the Lord for letting me wake up every day. Every day when I open my eyes after sleep, I pray to the Lord, thank you for letting me be here.
Hey, amen. It's been like 100 down here in Atlanta. We done had some storms. It stormed today. So as I laid down, we had thunderstorm. Other people said, well, it's not raining where we at. I said, well, it's downtown. So I say downtown. And it was storming down here. And different parts of Atlanta, everybody talking about, it's funny over here. We sitting on the patio. And my daughter, they out there grilling. And I told them, I said, well, praise the Lord. Well, he's refreshing the land over here. And so it's been amazing. You know, we've been had a lot of storms going on and tornadoes in different parts of Atlanta and certain places. got the shorts. We've been praying for them. And like my sister, they've been out today. I had assignment, but it wasn't for me today, picking up vegetables, and they gave all clothes out. But God had me do that early this week. God did. And it's all for his glory. So they had a big giveaway today in Atlanta. I told them I couldn't make it, so I had to send other people. So I stayed and be still in God's presence.
Pastor Wanda, Pastor Jeff from Atlanta called me the other day, a little while back, and he told me that he's known you for about 20 years.
Pastor Jeff. I know a lot of pastors probably do. Yeah. They've been knowing me a long time. Yes.
Let me ask you this, Pastor Wanda. I know you had Hurricane Idalia coming through there a week or two ago. What was the issues you had?
What issues I had to not get on the radio?
No, from Hurricane Idalia. Didn't it come up and visit you?
No, God let it pass by us. We had a lot of rain. We had a lot of just rain constantly. And it was thunderstorm because every time I tried to get on with Pastor, I had to keep telling him it's storming down here. It was storming. So as God let it storm, and I sat here and prayed because there's a lot of homeless people down here in Atlanta. A lot of people then came to Atlanta, and a lot of people under the bridge. And so I had to keep praying then for God to save his people. Okay. And hoping they could get into shelter. And that was it. But it passed by us.
Well, thank God. God heard your prayer. And thank God it passed by now, because I know that was a bad hurricane. And we got another bad one out there right now in the Atlantic. Hopefully it's a Category 4, but it's kind of going up the coast away from the United States.
I pray to God
it does that every day, my sister.
Yeah, he's going to show up and show out.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Well, we got a caller here. Let me, 111, let me take it and see who we have. You're on the air.
Pastor Wanda, will you send me your used underpants?
Hey, listen, I done warned you because everything God can shut your mouth and you ain't gonna be able to talk because you keep doing the same thing. You need to cry out to Jesus. You need Jesus. See, I'm not gonna get mad at you, but I know what God's gonna do for you. So you need to stop. Psalm 105:15, touch not my anointed, my prophet's the heart. So you need to ask God to put a muzzle on your mouth so you might not sin against these. Psalm 39:1. See, I ain't got to fight no battle. God going to fight that battle in Exodus 14:14. You need to get your Bible, sir. You're too old for that, in Jesus' name.
Put some cut juice on there.
Cut him off, Pastor. Cut him off. Listen, I wouldn't leave even on open air. If we just did the word of God, Pastor, the enemy going to, he has a job to do. So you got a lot of listeners and new listeners. It's a women and women ministry. Every time they get on now, that can destroy one person behind that foolishness. And that's why I don't take no calls. That's right. That's why I stop taking them. Because I have zero. See, listen, the enemy wants to snatch the word of God out of these new listeners that's listening to the show. If he can get one person to say that foolish stuff, see, that I don't tolerate that. See, if they was out in Atlanta, we don't even tolerate it, period. Click, the first time, I don't have time. It's too many people out here dying.
I totally agree. I got to totally agree with you, Pastor Wanda. But let me ask you something. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, Pastor Wanda. I'm 59 years old, right?
Yes.
Pastor Ken, I'm sorry. You're what, 61 years old, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Pastor Wanda?
I'm 57.
How old?
I'm 57.
57. Okay, so we're all about the same age, right? We all grew up in the same time zone, and we all grew up in the United States. Now, you know, talking to Pastor Kent, because he grew up in Canada, kind of a different situation. But we all grew up in the United States. We know how different things are today. You know, I try to preach the good word of God, but every day in my parish, it just goes down and down since COVID. My parish.
Say that again, brother.
Well, since COVID hit in 2020, my parish has suffered a significant loss, and people are starting to come back now. So I pray to God every day. I pray that they allow my people to come back to my church, because that's how we survive, man. That's how we live, Pastor Wanda. That's how we go on if we don't have a significant amount of donations, a significant amount of parishioners. The church is going to go away. You know, the sad part about owning a church, Pastor Wanda, is that we have to pay full taxes on a church. You know how much that costs here in the Bronx, in New York City?
Y'all pay taxes on y'all church.
We do. We do. It's very sad.
Then I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is your provider, okay? And that's not what he wants you to have faith. Even if you're one person, God, he will make a way out of no way, okay? But I didn't know y'all paid taxes up there, okay?
Well,
so that kind of
Let me reiterate here, Pastor Wanda. We pay taxes. Now, do we pay full taxes? We do not pay full taxes. We pay about half taxes, but you know what? We still pay taxes. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not gonna completely destroy New York City on the taxes, because taxes are what they are. It is what it is. This is America. We're all gonna pay taxes.
Yeah.
But it hurts my church when we don't get people in there. We don't get
the
parishioners
Lord,
in there.
Just write it out. Write it out your vision. And ask God to send them from the north, the west, and the east, and the south. Okay? Just like with COVID. So that's what I do. I write things out. I put God's name first on every paper. He is number one. God is what we need. And just like when they don't understand, many don't understand, they say, how in the world God give you all this stuff? Okay? And you ain't got the church over. I said, we the church, okay? We the church. And second of all, God told me he'll supply my needs according to his riches and glory. And that's like he tells us in Matthew 6:25, don't worry about anything, but pray with, you know, pray. He take care of the birds, take care of everything else. He'll take care of you. Don't look at the situation. That's what he's been trying to tell a lot of his people. A lot of people, just like the children of Israel, listen to them. Moses, as I spoke on this with somebody yesterday, I said, look how many people he had. He didn't look at how many people he had to feed. God, he provided for them. That's what you got to do. That's a supernatural faith field and miracles, what God does. Okay? He will supply your needs according to his. So what you do, you pull from the riches of who? Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus had to feed 5,000 and more. They didn't go to no store, and he looked up to the heavens. He looked to the Father. He know where his source came from. So that's what even the body of Christ, that's why I speak on this all the time. I just talked to God a few minutes ago. I said, Lord, I need finances. I need to pay some bills. And you say, in your word, you will provide for me. You are my shepherd. Hold that thought. I'm still online, but keep talking. I got a call.
Okay. Well, we'll take another call here. 111.
So that's what, and he tells you in Habakkuk, right at your vision, make it plain through the room. You got to put God. I need Bibles. I need this. I need the people to come in the house of the Lord. I need everything. You're going to write it out. You're going to put it in the Bible. And you're going to leave it alone.
Y'all not even underwear.
I have zero tolerance I don't have to argue with you. I know that you work for Satan. Okay, you can get off. You can get off the line. I don't have time for this. I don't even play Monopoly because you can't go to the store and spend it. Okay, but back to what I'm saying. Write out your vision to God. Okay. So we serve a big God. It ain't the people that gonna spend it. God gonna He'll make a way out of no way. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is he off the phone?
Yeah, he's off the phone.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here, Pastor Wanda. Let me say this, my sister. I'm glad that I had a chance to talk with you tonight. I'm going to sit on the side, and I'll tell you why. Because Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man, has had maybe one too many drinks tonight. You know why? Because it's Saturday night, and tomorrow I normally preach at my church at 7:30 in the morning. Can you imagine that? It's now 10 o'clock at night, and I've been drinking. But guess what? Tomorrow, I'm on vacation for the next 2 weeks, man. So Pastor Leroy is living it up tonight. Just know that I love you, Pastor Wanda, and I'm just going to sit on
too.
The side.
All right. Okay. Well, listen. All right, Pastor, I'm going to get ready to get off the phone. I'm going to go back and sit with God and watch me some movies. But y'all all have a blessed and a prosperous day. Women of God, daughters of a King, God bless you. Until next week, we love you. And we love God. In Jesus' name, thank God for Jesus. In Jesus' name. All right, Pastor.
Amen.
Y'all be blessed.
All right, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's take another caller here, Pastor Leroy. Woman, you're on here.
Could I send God my mortgage and have him pay it?
Grover, come on now.
I don't. This is not Grover, Washington, because I don't have a mortgage. This is not Grover.
Okay.
Grover's homeless. I'm not homeless. I got a mortgage.
Okay.
So this must be Grover's. Maybe this is Grover Senior.
No, Grover Senior's gone and died. He ain't around anymore.
Well, you know what? I'm a loss for words, man. I'm just sitting here enjoying my night. I'm not into riddles, man.
Why are you taking shots of gin? Nobody takes shots of gin.
Because I like my gin, man.
Well,
I like my gin. Gin, I'll drink vodka. Vodka, you know, let me tell you something about vodka. People think vodka, you're going to be a cool and because you don't smell like alcohol. But guess what? You drink too much vodka, you wake up the next day, oh, you're going to wish you hadn't.
Yeah.
I used to be a pretty big vodka drinker. And I never experienced that hangover with vodka. I never did. Now with gin I did, but not with vodka.
Well, that's pretty interesting because I guess you and I have different genes, but I was the exact opposite of that. And gin, to me, is my drink of choice. That's what I drink. That's what I love. And that's what I'll drink to the day I die. It might be, you know, I could die literally right now. I could die in 1 minute. Or I could die in 30 or 40 years from now, man. Whenever my time is up, I'm ready to go. And if anybody tries to break into my house and try to kill me, oh, you're in for a lot of pain, man. I got all kinds of stuff waiting around here.
Could you tell me your address so I could come by? I'd like to come by.
Oh, you don't want to come by. You don't want to come by here, man.
I want to share some hooch with
you. You don't want to come by here, man. You don't want to come
by here. Give me some of that hooch. Some of the booze.
So on that note, Pastor Ken, I want to thank you for allowing me on your show tonight. I'm going to go because I got someone staring at me, asking me why I'm still on the phone here at 10 o'clock at night. I've been on most of the night. I was on Pastor Ken's show earlier. And I thank you, my brother, for allowing me on your show. You have a fantastic night.
Anytime. Anytime.
Yeehaw. Have a great night, my brother. Woohoo!
You got Elker.
Oh,
Elker's looking at him.
I'm
He's
getting out of here.
The night. There's a hooker. There's a hooker in there.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna give a shout out, okay, to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Okay.
Pay $50 to make you holler.
Okay, Grover. All right. Give a shout out to, okay, Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Okay. Again, I know you're listening. Give a shout out to Brimshaw, Pastor Leroy, Gavin Moorhead, Tony Barrar, because you're all listening tonight. God bless you all. Even give a shout out to Pastor Kent, again from Canada, and all the Canadians. A shout out. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some more great Christian gospel music here. Okay. We're going to play Celebrate the King by Ricky Dillard and the New G. And we'll play Better by Ezekiel Walker. And then we'll play It's All Right, It's Okay by Shirley Caesar and Anthony Hamilton.
Bye.
All right. Amen. Amen. All right. Okay. Let's take a call here. 111. You're on here.
What the fuck you?
Goodbye. All right. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Have a blessed night. See you tomorrow night for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. God bless.